Here at World Dairy Expo, I just attended a media breakfast sponsored by Alpharma with Pat Hoffman here from the University of Wisconsin, talking about precision feeding of dairy heifer, replacement dairy heifers, and really how that, the research that's been done in that, and what you found out. So really, Pat, why don't you tell us first, what was some of the presentation, the information that you gave for the media here?
Well, there's been a lot of research work around the country, not just at the University of Wisconsin, but other universities too, on trying to capture some management practices that improve feed efficiency and reduce costs for dairy replacement heifers. And precision feeding is one of those practices that seems to be really working out to have some very distinct and potential benefits for our dairy producers and custom heifer growers around the country.
Well, how much can you reduce feed without losing milk production?
Well, really our data suggests that we can reduce dry matter intakes to heifers, we'll just be straightforward about it, maybe 2 to 3 pounds a day. Our recent study at the University of Wisconsin, we measured carryover effects. We really haven't seen a carryover effect on lactation, dry matter intake, or milk production, fat or protein yield, or reproductive performance. So I think what we're trying to accomplish with precision feeding is just these subtle limitations of dry matter, trying to save a few cents of feed cost, trying to reduce manure excretion without changing the well-being or productive performance of the animal at all.
Well, when you're talking about reducing feed costs, that of course is a savings for the producer, but you're also talking about environmental benefits here, right?
Well, the reduction in manure excretion is even more dramatic probably than anything else. It winds up to be, on a larger operation, literally tons of manure reduced in handling. And, that's something that our modern dairy producer just faces on a daily basis. So we think that's one of the real important aspects of precision feeding is this environmental aspect to it.
When you reduce the feed, the amount of feed that's fed, is there anything that you have to increase or make sure that they're still getting enough of?
Well, precision feeding means that you're going to feed precisely the nutrients that they need. You're maybe not going to feed them all they want to eat, close to it, but not all. And so you need to make sure that they're getting the proper grams or pounds of protein a day, minerals a day, vitamins a day. But that's really easily accomplished with diet formulation, making those diets a little bit more nutrient dense and then just reducing the amount a little bit. So that's all part of it. A lot of nutrition consultants here today that work with those kind of systems and are well equipped to handle those dietary formulations.
So really, is the feed then more concentrated?
The feed is slightly more concentrated. It has a little more protein in it, a little more calories in it. And so what we're trying to do is to make that feed, be utilized as efficiently as possible.
Because you were talking about that you're feeding less, but it still had the same amount of calories. Is that what I got there?
It actually has more calories as far as density, but the animal eats the same amount of calories per day or the same grams of protein a day. And you do that by basically formulating both the level that you feed and the concentration that's in that feed. So,
well, what were the conclusions that you came up with as far as the research is concerned?
Well, we can't really see any carryover effects of limit feeding as long as it's done within the scope of precision feeding, and that's to improve feed efficiency, reduce manure excretion without affecting the animal's performance or well-being. We don't want that changed. And as long as we precision feed, in a very subtle, prescribed way, we really haven't seen any major negative effects on the animal. And in many cases, a number of very positive effects that we're looking for in modern agriculture.
Well, and the bottom line positive effect is money saving, right?
The bottom line positive effect is environmental saving and cost saving, yes.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate talking to you today. I appreciate getting the information. If this is going to be published. This data is going to be published so that producers can see it?
I think all of this data is already published, so it's available, on the Internet and through extension services around the country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here from World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.